is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It was so cold. How cold was it? They closed schools in Minnesota and Wisconsin for days. That's cold, thanks to the polar vortex. What might that record cold do to our apples and grapes? The University of Minnesota professor of fruit breeding, Jim Luby, says as far as apple cultivars go, those rated as very good or excellent cold hardiness, such as Frostbite and Sweet 16, should not show much damage in the southern third of the upper Midwest, but may suffer some damage in the more northern areas. Varieties listed as good or fair cold hardiness, such as Regent and Snow White, will likely suffer damage in the southern parts and could be killed in the north. The ability of a fruit tree to survive also has to do with the age of the tree and how healthy it is. Young trees less than 5 years old are usually more tender than older trees. Additionally, trees that were stressed during 2018 by overcropping, that means too many fruits produced on the tree, late season drought, or poor nutrition, are more susceptible to winter injury because they were already starved for energy going into winter. The polar vortex most likely did injure our grapevine cultivars, killing some of the buds that would become fruit this year, and possibly killing some of the woody tissue, trunks, and branches as well. The good news is that the snow on the ground will help protect the trunks and roots, allowing them to regrow from the ground if the trunk itself is injured or killed. I have much more information on GardenBite.com with a link to the full story from the U of M Extension. The newer varieties of grapes will be even more susceptible to damage. Be sure to check my website and also find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.